1851 treaties, they treated with the Sisseton and Wahpeton first because they knew they were starving and would be more ready for a treaty. The 1837 treaties gave the Eastern Dakota, Midwakaton, and I think Wapakoot were in that treaty, so much money that some of them stopped hunting. And there were Western Indians who also wanted a treaty because they were coming in to live among their Eastern relatives off of their money that they were getting on their treaties. That whole process is very complicated. And I'll mention this, whenever anybody wants to say that the whites stole the Indian land, I ask, well, where did the Dakota Indians get their land? Because before they were here, there were Cheyenne, Oto, Arapaho, Iowa. They were forced out by the Dakota Indians when they were forced out by the last of the Dakota Indians were forced out by the Ojibwe out of northern Minnesota. I don't think a lot of people know that many of the Dakota Indians had already started their migrations before, that it was only the last group, the Midwakaton, the Eastern Sioux, that were forced out of northern Minnesota by the Ojibwe, who had muskets by that time. And one reason that they believe that the Dakota Indians moved way down the Mississippi River, Red Wing, Winona, and into Iowa, was to be closer to their fur traders coming out of Prairie du Chien. They wanted the muskets. They wanted the firearms. But they were killing off their animal population to get these things. And by 1851, they were ready for a treaty.